are listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We may know later today whether a boy in Chippewa Falls accused of killing a 10-year-old girl last year will be tried as a child or as an adult. The boy's lawyer says he plans to rest his case sometime this morning. Yesterday, an expert testified the suspect has mild autism and might not fully understand what he did. The suspect is now 15 years old. He faces life in prison if he's convicted as an adult. Tighter rules could be coming for companies like Uber Eats and DoorDash in Wisconsin. Jimmy Cusco reports.
A state Senate committee took testimony yesterday on a bill covering third-party food delivery companies. They might deliver a restaurant's food, but they don't have a legal relationship. Steve Anderson is a lawyer for Culver's.
When they list our information on the website, I can tell you every single time it's incorrect. The pricing is incorrect. The menu items are incorrect. The ability to customize, which is essential to our brand, is incorrect.
The bill would let restaurants cut ties with third-party delivery companies. It would also make drivers comply with food safety codes. For Civic Media, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Senator Tammy Baldwin is touting a new agricultural research facility in central Wisconsin. She was at the Marshfield Agricultural Research Station in Stratford yesterday. Researchers are looking for better ways to solve a number of challenges in rural Wisconsin. Baldwin says it's part of the mission of the Wisconsin Idea. The facility is part of the University of Wisconsin in Madison. Baldwin helped get $6 million in federal money for it. Like every other sector, there aren't enough healthcare workers in Wisconsin. Short-staffed hospitals and clinics mean slower service. Patrick Teep is a dentist in Verona.
Right now, I mean, I've been searching for a second hygienist for over 2 years, and the applicants are almost zero. And the issue gets to be is that means I have patients that are waiting far longer to get in for the care that they need.
That was Teep speaking at a forum on Wisconsin health care policy yesterday. Democratic Senator Kelda Roy says the new state budget only provides the bare minimum to meet the industry's needs. Republican Representative Barbara Dittrich touts the state's apprenticeship program as a way to steer young people toward health care careers. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services wants to train 10,000 people to be state-certified caregivers through a free online course. The program was developed with help from UW-Green Bay. The program also gives people a chance to connect with employers who are hiring. Workers who complete the program can get hiring and retention bonuses. That's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A man was shot while driving yesterday in Milwaukee, causing him to crash into a pole and the vehicle to catch fire. It took place near Appleton Avenue and Derby Place, resulting in the victim's death at a local hospital. The crash also led to a power outage affecting over 1,000 We Energy's customers. The old empty Boston store at Mayfair Mall in Wauwatosa could become apartments. A redevelopment plan includes 463 apartments and aims to generate over $100 million in new property taxes. The Wauwatosa initiative mirrors a similar concept for the old Boston store at Southridge in Greenfield. TOSA officials are set to discuss the proposal in a meeting next month. Freighter Health has agreed to a $2 million settlement in a class action lawsuit brought by patients who claim that the healthcare system shared their confidential information without informing them. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers lose 7-3 on bases-loaded walks to the Rockies. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was a tie ball game, 3-3, when the Brewers and the Rockies went into extra innings last night at AmFam Field. Brewers manager Craig Counsell sent in lefty reliever Andrew Chafin to the mound. He was recently picked up in that trade with the Diamondbacks. The Rockies TV network.
Bases loaded, no one out. Ball four, not even close. And the Rockies have the go-ahead run. bases remain loaded. No one out in the 10th.
The Brewers pitchers walked 8 batters last night, 4 in the 10th inning. Craig Counsell.
We didn't throw strikes that inning, and anytime it's that kind of dramatic, it's going to cost you.
Next, the Brewers brought in rookie reliever Abner Uribe, who not only walked in another batter, but he also got tagged with a pitch clock violation. Counsell asked, did he regret putting in a rookie into a game with men on base and extra innings?
No, that's part of this process. That's part of being a big league pitcher. You're going to have to pitch in as a big leaguer.
Game 3 of the series this afternoon. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers are back in Madison and hold practice today. Head coach Luke Fickell says right now he's looking for starters on both the offense and defensive line.
If you're not strong down the middle in everything that you do, so that's the nose guard, that's the middle linebacker, and that's the middle field safety in a lot of situations. The same thing offense. If you're not strong down the middle with your center and your quarterback and that tailback, I mean, you have no place to go.
NFL, the Packers in Cincinnati for joint practice sessions against the Bengals. Matt LaFleur on what kind of format he's worked out with Bengals head coach Zach Taylor.
We went through the whole practice in terms of what is the emphasis of the periods, the number of reps that the ones will be going against the twos.
Rookie defensive lineman Colby Wooden on facing the Bengals offensive line.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. Finally put some pads on and get somebody other than, you know, Packers, and they just happen to be a good team. So it's going to truly test to see what I got, and I'm excited for it.
That's Packers defensive tackle Colby Wooden. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Brother, what's up? This is a recording, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
Man, I woke up in a chill last night, man. I did, man. You know why?
Why is that?
You know, Sandy Williams and I used to walk before COVID struck. Sandy was a marathon runner, right? He was a young man. He was a marathon runner. And Sandy's a tall guy, lean guy, with long strides. I'm this short, dumpy guy. And so when we started walking, Sandy takes these graceful strides. I got to, hey, Calvin, look. and so I haven't done it in several years. We're going to resume the day. And I had this nightmare. I woke up. Oh, man, it's today? And... And so we're going to walk about 10 miles. And, you know, I'm kind of excited about it. Get back into that walking condition with my good friend Sandy Williams. But don't ever look at Sandy Williams and say, hey, this is an old guy.
I mean, how tall is he? 6'5", 6'6", something
like that? You see how tall he is,
right?
He's
a tall guy.
Yeah, he's got long strides. Graceful. And I remember, man, first time I walked with Sandy, I think we must have walked about 8 miles. I wasn't ready for 8 miles of walking, but my pride, right? My pride said, all right, let's go. This is an old guy. You know, I'm not going to have any problems. After we finished walking, man, I never will forget, my legs just went in opposite directions. As I stepped off the curb, I turned a complete somersault in the street because trying to keep up with Sandy, man. But I'm really excited to be able to get back to walking with my good friend Sandy. We're gonna have a great time after I get off the air, and I want to get back in that habit, man, because Sandy will get you in shape, man. I just tell you straight up. If you're going to walk with Sandy, you're going to get in condition. Here's another thing, man. A little ditty. You eat McDonald's?
Probably more than I should.
Okay. Man, I hadn't eaten at McDonald's, I don't know, 2 years. 2 years. But something happened yesterday. I don't know what it was. When I got off the air, I had this taste for a McDonald's, what do you call it? Not a burger, but their breakfast thing. What do you call this stuff, man? I don't know.
McMuffin?
Yeah. I used to love Egg McMuffins, right? Hadn't eaten one in 2 years. I don't know what it was. Came to my mind. I wanted an Egg McMuffin. I must be getting old, man. I mean, come on, man. Out of the clear blue, said, I want an Egg McMuffin, man. I don't know where that came from, right? You know, I don't do any of the things that I used to do anymore, those things, those bad things. I try not to eat wrong anymore. But I had this craving, man. I went, Calvin, and I had that Egg McMuffin and some hash browns. Man, it was better than almost anything I've eaten at these restaurants that I pay all the money for. What is that about, man?
I honestly couldn't tell you. I think it must just be the grease or something.
Is that what it is? Man, that Egg McMuffin, man, tasted like paradise. Go to some of these restaurants at times and you pay all this money for it and but, man, that Egg McMuffin yesterday, man, I'm jonesing for it. I better leave it. I better stop talking about it because I'll go right back to McDonald's again today after a two-year hiatus. And, you know, I mean, I used to go to those Burger King and Wendy's and have those breakfast sandwiches. I better stop talking about it. Man, I won't be able to walk with Sandy. I'll tell Sandy, hey, Sandy, I can't go this morning. I'm jonesing for a Egg McMuffin. I do know that McDonald's used to be the top fast food restaurant, right? In my lifetime, I remember that they were there. I don't know if they're still that or not, but I'm wondering if there are others in this listening audience who still, from time to time, sneak a, you know, what is that called? Egg McMuffin. Or a sausage biscuit with cheese. Hey, man, come on. And it was Calvin, I look like I'm making you hungry.
You certainly are.
And it's affordable, man. That is still affordable, man. But I just had to tell you, sinful. Sinful, absolutely sinful. But, man, I can still taste. What is that called again?
Egg McMuffin.
Egg McMuffin, man. Oh, man. And the egg was just delectable. Oh, it really was, man. We got a show to do. All right, let's have at it, man. It's Wednesday, so that means we're going to have Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, join us later on in the show. Hey, Calvin, have you ever heard of the Farmer's Almanac?
Yes, I have.
For those who have not heard of the Farmer's Almanac, you know, do you believe in the Farmer's Almanac?
I mean, what do you mean believe in it? Isn't it like sort of an encyclopedia of sorts?
Yeah, but it's not based on science, I don't think.
I guess. I don't know. I know I'm not too familiar with it. I'm just aware of what it is.
So what they do is make predictions on the weather, what it's going to be, and all those things. And, I generally rely on whether or not my big toe is going to be aching or not to find out whether or not it's going to be a great winter or not. And but the Farmer's Almanac had this to say, man. Are you sitting down? Oh, you are. Those in the listening audience. The summer heat may seem to drag on, but winter will be here before we know it. Now, you and I keep talking about that, right? We said that when May was gone. We said that when June was gone. We said when July was gone. Just getting closer. We can't sit back and enjoy the nice weather. We're already almost 10 days into August, man. And so, and if the Farmer's Almanac has predicted correctly, Wisconsin should prepare for colder temperatures and many more snowstorms than last year. Calvin, you're one of those guys who loves the cold weather and stuff, right?
I actually don't mind the cold, but I hate the snow. So I'm not looking forward to that.
So you don't do the skiing and snowmobiling and all those things?
No, I do not.
Oh, okay. Ice fishing and...
No, I like to stay inside during the winter.
The Farmer's Almanac recently released its extended weather forecast for the upcoming winter, which predicts a cold and stormy winter for Wisconsin and other Midwestern states, with an overabundance of snow. All right. So what that says to me and should say to you, you'd better get out and enjoy every last day that it's warm. Right, Calvin? You're shaking your head yes.
Yes, I definitely agree. They will be on us before we know it.
Yeah.
We could get snow in October.
Come on, man. October.
Hey, just two or three years ago, we did.
Oh, yeah, towards the end of October. You're right. But, man, get out and enjoy what's left of the warm weather. You know, I heard people complaining about how hot it was, right? Oh, man, it's too hot, too hot, too hot, too hot. It can never be too hot, right, when you're in the Midwest.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't love the hot, extreme heat either.
Well, because it doesn't last long enough. But anyway, the brew is back. It's what the almanac says. The almanac's mathematical and astrological formula. Oh, okay. Indicates below average temperatures and lots of snowstorms, sleet, ice, and rain for much of the Great Lakes and Midwestern regions this year, especially in January and February. Continued storms and cold weather with wild swings, wind. Man, what are you trying to do, man? They're trying to prepare us for what we know is coming. The only saving grace, Calvin, football will be on.
Can't wait for that. We got a big preseason game coming up next week.
Yeah. No, that's this weekend.
Is it this Saturday?
Yeah, it's this week, man. It's this week. A few days. Yeah, they're playing the Cleveland Browns.
Cincinnati Bengals, I think.
Oh, Cincinnati Bengals. Cincinnati Bengals, Cleveland Browns. at least I got the right state. But anyway, both those teams are pretty good teams after a long time. But anyway, got a lot to talk about. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM, WAUK.
Mino and the Mayor.
Johnny brought in a coffee maker because
Krieg.
Keurig. Yeah. You don't even know how to say it. It doesn't know how to operate.
I
know
how to use it.
So he's, no, I don't know about that. But it was like, he goes, go make some coffee. Yeah, I go back. He didn't really say that. I said, I'll go make some coffee. I went back there. And I just couldn't get, I don't know, it didn't work. And came in here because all over my shirt. Because where the hell were you?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 84. Today, under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows around 61, high of 82 tomorrow. Low 80s Friday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Mid 80s, mainly clear skies, Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
And they made you change your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. And I would have liked to know you, but I was just a kid. Your candle burned out.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I know, Calvin, I don't know if it was yesterday or Monday that I was talking about just leave the schools alone. Let the teachers teach. Let the children learn. But in Florida, man, they're just not going to quit. They're not going to stop. Large school districts across Florida are dropping plans to offer advanced placement psychology. Now, Calvin, I don't know if you, again, you're a guy with letters behind your name. You've had psychology, right?
I did take a psychology course in college, yes.
Okay. Why would you not want psychology to be taught to kids?
Well, and it's just really weird because it's specifically the AP version. So that means they're purposely putting high-achieving Florida high school students behind every other high school student in the state by not having access to an AP class.
So you think it's kind of foolish, right?
It's ridiculous and makes no sense.
So here we are, heeding a warning from the officials that the course discussion of sexual orientation and gender identity violates state law. So, Calvin, you had it. Did they spend a lot of time talking about sexual orientation and gender identity?
I don't remember that, no.
I know. But what you got in the understanding, the psychological understanding of who we are and of people, is far more valuable than what they could have ever talked about with this other side discussion. Is it safe to say that?
Yes, I would agree with that.
And yet, here we go again. So they want to ban advanced placement psychology to children. 8 of the 11 districts with the largest enrollments in the class are switching to alternate courses, and just one said it will stick with AP psychology. 2 others are still deciding, officials said. The state of Florida has encouraged schools to teach the course without objectionable material about sexual orientation and gender identity. Excuse me, but the College Board, which runs AP, says these topics are central to the study of psychology and cannot simply be excised. Last week, the College Board said the course was effectively banned and advised districts not to offer it. So do you think, let's just ponder this for a moment, Calvin. So do they think that by young people going through this and reading about it, that they are somehow going to then want to experiment? Is that what they're thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm not understanding Florida's logic here, because next they're going to ban AP U.S. history because it talks about slavery or something like
that. Well, yes. Leave the educators alone. You know, and they've probably been teaching this course long before this wokeism came into existence. It's safe to say that, right?
Yeah, AP psychology's probably been around since AP classes were created.
Well, yes. And so why are we still so focused on that? It makes no sense that we can't find something else to talk about or to deal with. You know, and you put pressure on these school districts. Faced with the standoff, many school districts are opting to change their course offerings, shifting plans for just, days before the start of, the classes. In a statement, the Brevard County Schools said they were in a no-win situation because the College Board made clear that any course that removed the objectionable material would not be certified as AP. So here's where it's caught between the rock and the hard place. If they remove the information, they can't teach it because they've altered what's in the course, Calvin. And so people are able to force this change. And you got to ask the question, and so what? It makes them feel better that they're able to force this change? What changes? Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Leave the schools and the children alone. Find something else to play with. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Wildfires in Hawaii, fanned by strong winds from nearby Hurricane Dora, have burned buildings to the ground, closed schools, and caused power outages on Maui. Adjutant General Kenneth Hara.
Four ships were sent over there because people were jumping into the water to avoid the fire, and that the Coast Guard is providing support as we speak.
At least 12 people have been rescued in eastern France. At least 9 people have been killed in a fire that ripped through a vacation home for adults with disabilities. 2 others are missing. Police say they were trapped on an upper floor and in a mezzanine area. Voters in Ohio have rejected a plan that would have made it more difficult to add abortion rights protections to the state's constitution. Republican Senate President Matt Huffman.
Obviously, there are a lot of folks who did not want this to happen, not just because of the November issues, but for all of the other ones that are coming.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An overnight police pursuit in Milwaukee resulted in a police officer sustaining minor injuries and his squad car catching fire. Early yesterday, the MPD officer was chasing a suspect involved in a shots fired incident. The suspect was later caught a few blocks away after crashing their vehicle into a streetlight. Freighter Health has agreed to a $2 million settlement in a class action lawsuit brought by patients who claim that the healthcare system shared their confidential information without informing them. Melissa Kay has more.
While Freighter denied any wrongdoing, the plaintiffs alleged the system embedded tracking technology on its website, which transmitted sensitive medical information to Facebook. Eligible participants for the settlement include patients who logged into Freighter's MyChart patient portal between February 2017 and May of 2022.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin? The great state of Wisconsin State Fair.
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular August 3rd through the 13th.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
A perfect day starts with perfect breakfast. Start your day with Brunch It Up. Our experts are serving up the ultimate brunch experience. Our menu is loaded with inventive dishes from chicken and waffles to cinnamon roll pancakes. Try unique cocktails like Brunch Bloody Mary with house-infused vodka. Come brunch it up over bottomless mimosas or a midday pick-me-up. Or with the whole family for an unforgettable Sunday brunch. Brunch It Up in Milwaukee, Brookfield, or Cedarburg from 7 to 3 on weekdays and 8 to 3 on weekends. Let's brunch it up.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
When I think of those eastern lights, muggy nights, the curtains drawn in the little room downstairs. Madonna, Lord, you really should have been there, sitting like a princess perched in her electric chair. And there's one more beer, and I don't hear you.
forgot how much I love Elton John. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Calvin, you know, people always say, why are you always beating up on Republicans? Who else would do something like this, man? Right? You ever see the little around neighborhoods, the little people have these little, like, birdhouses, and they put books in them?
Yes, I am familiar.
So they're all over the place, and there are people who are concerned enough to help people understand the importance of reading and those kind of things. And you've got to give people credit who take that kind of time out of their life and make sure those things are full of books. Well, an Arkansas Republican state representative's wife, Jennifer Meeks, she got a problem with that, you know. And her husband is State Representative Stephen Meeks. Well, she doesn't like what the books that they're putting in there. So she's taking it upon herself. Look, you know, Jennifer, find something else to do. She's replacing all the books with Bibles. And listen, I'm not opposed to the Bible. I'm not. But you don't have a right to go around and put Bibles in these places where, you know, they've, you know, the people who have decided to do that and have been doing that for quite some time to help people understand and get people to read interesting books that they've read. What makes you think you have a right to take those books out that you didn't put in, Calvin? And then because you're a Christian, you're going to replace all those books with Bibles. Just think about the time, Calvin. If we don't think about anything else, think about the time this woman is spending taking all these books out, finding Bibles everywhere to put in. You know, what is that, Kevin?
Yeah, I don't know. Ignorance, I guess. It'd be one thing if she was putting a Bible or a couple Bibles, like adding
right.
them. But replacing them, that's ridiculous.
She's replacing all the books with Bibles. And so the free neighborhood book spaces. Faulkner County Coalition for Social Justice recently called out the congressman's wife via Facebook, saying she has been busy posting about the little free libraries across Faulkner County and the groups of leftists who are very active in keeping little libraries stocked. So she feels they're putting leftist books. You know, I think people are nuts. I mean, you have to have, there's something wrong with you when you say, well, let me see, I'm going to take this on. I'm going to change me, I'm going to go all over my community and change these books because they're leftist books. And they're going to infect, you know, people who read them. So I don't think that should happen. And so I'm going to replace them all with Bibles. Something's got to be wrong with you, number one. It's not your right. Again, whatever you believe, you have a right to believe in the society, but you don't have a right to force that on anybody else. Listen, it's good that you're a Christian. I mean, it really is. It's good for you. But you can't force that on other people, and you can't do it at the expense of what others have done in setting up these small libraries, Calvin. and they've done the work, and they came up with the idea. And then you yourself, selfishly, it's safe to say that, right?
Yes.
That's a selfish action to come and follow people who put work and time and effort into that. And you say, well, you know, I want them to make sure they're reading the Bible. It's not your call. And we're getting further and further away from people understanding that your views are only yours. They're not anybody else's. And in a free society, that's how the society stays free. If everybody thought alike, we wouldn't have a free society. And everybody's entitled to their own opinions, whether you like it or not. Look, we allow it on this radio station. Unlike conservative talk radio, I'm just saying, we allow differing views and give people more time than any other radio station anywhere that I've listened to over 50 years now of my life. Nobody gives the opposing views as much as civic media does. That's really, you know, where we are. That's our sweet spot. But that's the way it should be. But don't force that on anybody else. Man, again, find something else to do. Recently, I have been picking up free Bibles at flea markets and thrift stores. Sometimes I find good devotional books or kids' Bible stories at a good price to add, or just great books, and a gospel tract is a nice idea too. From what I've seen, a lot of these books and other things don't align with our Christian values. Ma'am, I'm sorry. You live in a nation that says we have freedom to follow whatever religious belief we have. That's supposed to be the strength of our nation. You know, but you can't say, you know, these are your beliefs and that others should follow that. From what I have seen, a lot of these books and other things don't align with our Christian values. She should have said, don't align with my Christian value. Today I saw a bunch of pride stuff in one of them. I'm sorry. Little Free Library is a nonprofit that promotes neighborhood book exchanges and American literacy through public bookcases that have a take a book, share a book honor system where people are encouraged to borrow and donate books as they choose. I don't know. The GOP leader ran to his wife's defense, claiming her words were being taken out of context. We're not talking about her words. We're talking about her actions. She's physically taking books out of the little library and replacing them with Bibles. So let's clarify that. Her words are being taken out of context and clarified that she did not take out any LGBTQ-related materials in exchange for the Bibles she had added to the libraries, nor would she advocate for others to do something similar. He told Newsweek, somebody on the left took that and interpreted it as my wife going all over Central Arkansas pulling pride books out of these little libraries and replacing them with Bibles, and nothing is further from the truth. My wife would not do that. She would not advocate for that. She would be opposed to that. Let's go to Tom from LA. Hey, good morning, Tom. How you doing, man? You say what?
Hey, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Especially once we get money out of politics. I don't want to call these people Christians anymore. These are anti-Christians, first off. I don't remember Jesus Christ going and throwing Bibles which include the Old Testament, by the way. If they want the Christian Bible, that'd be the New Testament. But I remember Jesus going door to door in Nazareth or Bethlehem or like that, taking books out of people's, out of people's homes or whatever back then. These people are what I would call antichrist. And every time I hear Christian nationalist and Christian this and Christian that, I just feel like that's such a discouragement and such a stain on who Jesus was. And they really need to check themselves, because I don't know. I don't know what happens in the afterlife or anything like that. None of us do.
Well, none of us do.
But
you're right.
I'll tell you what. But the thing is, they're definitely not following Christianity. I wish they would read the New Testament a little bit more.
But number one, Tom, to take the books that others have put up and you yourself take it upon yourself. Well, I'm going to spread the word, the Christian word, all over the world. Yeah, go ye into the world and spread the word does not mean go ye into the world and take all the books out of the little library and replace them with Bibles.
And Earl, what they don't realize is that they actually are turning people away from Christ when they do that.
Well,
that's what they don't understand. It's like, if you want people to come towards Christ, show them by your love. That's what Christ said. I mean, this is just, again, these people, I'm calling them the Antichrist, because that's what they are. They don't follow anything that the physical or the actual literal Jesus Christ even talked about. They think just because, oh, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, I can basically do, they died for my sins or whatever it is, rose from the dead. They can do anything in the world, and they'll be forgiven.
I believe.
I don't get it.
And so I accept Christ as my Lord and Savior. I believe Jesus Christ died for my sins. And so somebody told them that that's all you have to do is accept Christ as your Lord and Savior and believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins and you're saved. And that's what they've been taught, and that's what they believe. But it's a little bit more than that. I believe it's a little bit more than that. I'm not a theologian, but I just got to believe it's a little bit more than that. Not just saying it, you got to live it.
I agree.
Hey, Tom, thank you as always, man. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon with a high of 84. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. partly cloudy tonight, lows around 61. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 82. Low 80s Friday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Mid-80s, mainly clear, Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no, or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. Tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're.
Show. I can listen to Elton John all day, every day. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always, at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. By now, all of you have seen the brawl in Montgomery, Alabama. And phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. If by chance you did not see this brawl, it is unfortunately a sign of things to come in this society. Again, when you had a chance to live a little while, you get to see things from a different perspective. And I grew up in the civil rights struggle. I grew up doing that struggle, and I saw some horrendous things, and I lived through some horrendous things. And what took place that riverfront in Montgomery, Alabama, and the videos showed us just how close we are to unrest in this nation that many of us thought we had overcome. There are signs, and this was one of them, of the inherent dangers that lie around the corner with the divide and the things that people say and the things that people do. And the fact that the internet and all of those things help pour gas on a fire that is building. What happened in Montgomery, Alabama? A city that has a horrid history during the civil rights struggle. Montgomery, Alabama will always be forever remembered as a place where dogs were sicked on women and children. You know, water hoses turned on innocent people. And so whatever possessed those men to jump on a guy who was doing his job, maybe this wouldn't be or had gone over as bad as it did without video. Video is the great equalizer. And the fact that this was videoed, that somebody showed it. It wasn't just the three guys jumping on the black guy. It was what happened afterwards. Just blacks fighting whites, whites fighting blacks. Race was certainly at the root of it. You know, some cheering. Where are we at? Where are we headed, America? Where are we headed? We've been here before. And the only thing that I'm thankful for out of that is nobody got their hands on a gun. Because if somebody would have got their hands on a gun, we would be talking about a bunch of lives that were taken. No guns were around. So that's the positive side of that. Yes, some people got into a fist fight. And as ugly as it was, nobody had a gun. Can you imagine if that's the worst that we get, our fist fights? Right? We can live with that. You know, we can live with that. We can live with what took place. But we couldn't live with the fact that somebody got their hands on a gun and what that would have become. So on the one side, still a horrible, horrible sign. Unfortunately, with where we are headed, if we don't do something to head this off. But on the other side, nobody got killed. Nobody had their hands on a weapon. And this is the part of all of the, for those of you who think that the weapons are so important. That's a prime example of what could happen in a situation like that had somebody had a gun. Got to go to a break. When we come back, I'll be joined by my good friend, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind. You're in the world. I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down in the world how wonderful life is while you're in the world. Hey,
this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Your
listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.